Cook and Joe with Jay Caulfield here at Rivers Casino. Right next to the sportsbook, which is a really good place to be with the NCAA tournament getting underway here. Jay, did you happen to catch any of Lightning Capitals last night? Yeah. If you did, what were your impressions?
Even Ron and I were talking off air. They're both entertaining teams to watch. But if you give up almost 60 shots, I still find Tampa had a way to pull it out. But Washington throughout the evening, their goaltending was outstanding again. It's going to be a goaltender. He looked fresh. He looked good. But I think
Wait, which goalie, Holtby or Vasilevsky?
Vasilevsky.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to say if this was a Penguin Washington Capitals game and the Penguins gave up 58 shots and a lot of really good quality shots, I think we'd be sitting there worrying about that situation. That would be a topic we'd talk about today. Like, how can they give up 58 shots? For some reason, everybody's just letting, Tampa Bay won. No, they won four, in overtime. They gave up 58 shots and a lot of great quality shots. That's a concern. If you're a Tampa Bay person or in that organization or that team, you got to look at. They have so much offensive firepower, if you will. They go four deep. Their deep Hedman is outstanding. But somewhere there's a breakdown. And we talked about this before. When you haven't played a meaningful game in quite some time. Now, they're good. They're big games against Washington, but they're in. They're done. They've already solidified their spot. That's not changing. I find that to be something that you have to watch out for. They got to get themselves on a roll when the playoffs start, and if they do that, okay. But I find it, if you give up that many shots, there's mental lapses, and that comes from there's no real drive. They're trying to play the season out outside of Kucherov, Ron, who you had mentioned.
He's
the guy's
the MVP,
been outstanding.
Man.
He's he's had an outstanding year, and he's been that good from beginning to end on the top team in the league, and he's still pushing all the time and just playing his game.
The only thing I'll say about it, they get a break with me is because they got about 600 points already this season. No matter what shortcomings what are they, 20 points ahead of anybody else?
I'm saying it's ridiculous. You're going to face, okay, and I get it. I agree. I just say that you are going to come across, look how this could still play out. Now, look, if they get this, look, in the worst case scenario for the Penguins, if they fall to the last wild card spot, which that, to me, if that is the case, they get, for all their what they did, they could face a team like that. They could face a team like the Penguins. And Washington's climbed up enough that don't believe that's going to happen. Not enough games. But they could have faced a real tough competitor in the first round. They will not, if they play like they did last night, you can't just say, oh, yeah, we're going to change that. It's not going
right.
to, it doesn't just happen sometimes like that. But they are that good.
I think they're going to end up playing like Columbus. That's probably going to be Carolina, maybe. I don't think the Penguins are going to fall below Columbus.
No, I don't
think Carolina could pass them. Carolina's got two games in hand on them.
Yeah.
But so you're seventh, and you play the winner of your own division.
See, they needed to fall out. Right.
They're not going to play. They're not going to play Tampa in the first round.
No.
I don't believe.
No. So,
but
there's always that right. There's this possibility all this stuff happens. So, but if they get a good draw, all depends on the draw, just like we talked about. But you can't be happy when they won the game. Guarantee in that locker room, they're glad they get two more points. But they're not happy with how they won't be happy with how they played. Their goaltender had to be that good. And as we all know, for somebody to do that and carry it all the way through when you're getting peppered, that's not a good recipe, if you will.
Not the way for success.
No.
It's all about matchups, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, it is.
And that's one where it seems like the Capitals know how to play them and might have a mental edge. Last year's series, they won the last two games 7-0. They looked like they were on the ropes, the Capitals, and came back and hammered them in the last two games.
Yeah, it's going to be. I find it is going to be the luck of the draw. And Joe, I think that's what I said. I think the teams that are earning. I think now Washington's got himself. They've got a cushion to do that. And another thing we were talking about yesterday when we were out. It is that playoff format. The playoff format's a wacky format for me, and I'm not. We talked before. I'm not a fan of how it falls out. But you're going to have some good teams go against each other in the first round. And if Tampa, for what they've done, they deserve – it should be like that 1-8 thing, my opinion. You run away with it, you should be a 1-8, and then you go from there. But it's not the case, and whatever their draw is, that's it would be interesting.
Joe, I might need some help to hold Jay back. A guy just walked in here with a Flyers shirt on and a Flyers hat. Do you believe it?
Don't hold him back.
I got to hold him back. I don't want Jay to do any damage here.
I'm going to spur him forward.
Although Jay may not hate the Flyers quite as much as
because
he grew up in Philadelphia.
I grew up, but you know, I've been here longer than
this
I've been
This guy shows up in a Flyers hat and jersey over here.
How many days since they last won a cup, Jay?
What's it, 16,000 and
like
what now?
Five.
16,005. Not that anyone's counting.
Right.
All right, Jay Caulfield here at Rivers Casino with us, Cook and Joe, and we got a lot to talk about yet ahead, including a little more about the matchup tonight against a really good team in Nashville.